Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Say, that's quite an opening foe for Coach Mo's preseason fourth-ranked South Panthers, hosting tomorrow night number 11 Brownsburg, hailing from 6A. But, you know, while opponents change, this is, only the second meeting ever with the Bulldogs, the first in 13 years. And South beat them, by the way, in sectional play 20-7. But that aside, philosophies, defensively, offensively, you know what, never changes. And it was like the Hall of Fame head man was telling me.
You know, Joe, it's never going to change for us. And we talk about these, you know, things with our kids every day. One is we got to play great defense. And that's just, you know, play Bloomington South football. We know what we're going against. That's great. We welcome the challenge, okay? Second thing is we want to be great in the special teams. You know, a lot of games are won or lost there, and we want to win games there. And third, and very, very important, is don't beat ourselves on offense. You know, protect the football. We feel like if we do those things, that gives us a chance to win the game. So that's basically what we focus on.
Mentioning the kicking game, Ari Bland, has he stepped in and he'll be kicking for you? We know Chris Bamba's back as your punter.
True. You know, basically everybody involved in the kicking game, our kicker, our punter, our long snapper, everybody that basically held those positions last year, hold them this year, and that's a plus. You know, that's always, you know, a big thing. If you want to be good in special teams, you need those guys.
Well, that's Mo Moriarty. By the way, the long snapper is back, and he's a veteran all-stater in Tommy Richardson, so the special teams appears to be solid, along with a few other areas for the purple and white. By the way, Edgewood opens Jerry Bland's 10th season with a road engagement at Mitchell, and we'll talk Cougar football with Scott Bless a little bit later today. They got a stiff one at number 3, Columbus East, on Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, as we were mentioning earlier today, South's got a pretty stiff opening challenge Friday night against 11th-ranked 6A Brownsburg. Well, it's a little tougher for Scott Bless and his maroon and gold. The North Cougars open up Season 12 for Scott on the road at 5A number 3 Columbus East, Bob Gaddis's powerhouse Olympians. And, you know, while there is a newness along both lines of scrimmage, there are some key impact of pieces getting ready for Friday night's challenge, obviously, and the other 8 games looking to, well, just get better.
The newness is in excitement. The newness is in a cohesive team. We got a great test coming up.
Let's talk about the impact pieces offensively, Scott, and how things materializing. What are you expecting? Ben Friel is back.
Well, there's a big difference right now between last year. We got a quarterback coming back. It's got 7 games of starting experience under his belt. You know, he's a guy that started 7 games for us. You know, we got a proven leader there. Quarterback, last year at this time, we had a big question.
Yeah.
We got a couple of real experienced guys on the offensive line with Ty Stevenson, who will be a 4-year starter. We got Kieran Kuntz back. And then, really, the guys that will be assuming new roles on that line are veteran guys.
Well, you got another centerpiece, too, and we're talking about Logan Calvin.
Hey, that guy's a dude.
He is a dude.
He is a dude, and he is what high school sports are all about. Probably started about 5 different positions for us. That guy is the real deal. Our goal with him this year is actually to keep him a little fresher. He's going to play every snap on the defensive line. Maybe not as many snaps on offense.
That is Scott Bless on his outstanding defensive end, Logan Calvin, one of the better defensive ends around these parts, and a few other maroon and gold kids that'll run up against high-powered Olympians from Columbus East on Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.